When we were kids, we used to tell the good news, bad news jokes. One was this: I've got bad news. The bar in town burned down. Oh. But good news, they built a new one. Yay. Bad news, they don't sell beer. Oh. Good news, the beer's free. Yay. Bad news, they don't have any glasses. Oh. Good news, they have buckets. Yay. Bad news, the buckets have holes in them. Good news, the holes are at the top. Yay! And so it goes. Bad news means good news, right? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. You might be asking yourself, if you're a regular listener, Garth, where were you on Friday? No podcast. What happened? Pretty simple. Over the weekend, it was Father's Day and my birthday. I turned 58. Yes, you're welcome. And I used to post this on Facebook, but I'm just going to tell you here. My goal is, up until I'm 60, to still bench 400, to still squat over 600, and to still deadlift over 600. And I hit my numbers. In fact, bench, I've been rehabbing my shoulder, and bench was so good, I went up to 455. And it stayed on my chest. It did not move. I was feeling so good, though. But who knows? Maybe next year. We'll keep rehabbing the shoulder. But you got to push yourself. You know, I'm fighting age. Fight age. Don't let it win. Trust me, when it wins, it sucks because you're dead. So fight it. Anyway, this is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And thanks to so many of the listeners who wished me happy birthday over the weekend and happy Father's Day. Back at you, brother. Back at you. If you're a father and you're a dad, welcome to the hardest job you'll ever have. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Let's jump into it. You know, the Bible speaks, well, quite clearly, of calamity and hard times, and even the end times, as a way of God getting our attention, basically. Not only the Christian, but the non-Christian. In fact, Scripture says that it will be the end times and the tribulation that will reawaken the Jews to the gospel of Jesus Christ. All in all, the simplicity of this stands to conclude that the hard times, the bad times, the worst times, the things that don't kill us, actually, in fact, do make us stronger. You probably heard that, right? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. But only if we keep our faith in Christ. Look, it's as simple as understanding that the unforeseen problems leads you to a new mindset and new breakthroughs. The person who breaks your rule and steals your idea is the reason you came up with something even better and more unique. And yes, the extra weight on the bar makes it hard, which is what makes you strong. I don't know if you're a fan of the physicist John Archibald Wheeler, but he's much of a philosophy major as he is a physicist. And this quote, I love it. He says, "Behind it all is surely an idea so simple, so beautiful, so compelling that when in a decade or a century or a millennium we grasp it and we will all say to each other, how could it have been otherwise?" I think that this is the mindset we need to have when we look at hard times, bad times, unforeseen problems, things that are unfair. With this mindset, is it any wonder God tells us to rejoice in times of suffering, in times of trouble, in times of distress? Remember, count it all joy when you suffer. See, we are to rejoice in all things, especially the hard things, because it is what brings out the best in us if we continue to trust God. And what a bummer of a story, right? If it would have been told that King Darius, who was drunk on his own ego, decided to have a week-long festival, and he demanded that the Jewish boys, along with everybody else, bow to his idol. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went down, the music played, and they bowed down. Yeah. And so, what kind of story is that, right? If they decided to bow down, it wouldn't have had the same life-altering impact on the listener. And even if they had burned up to a pile of ashes because they didn't bow, still it would resound of faith over fire. Look, understand that in the hardest of hard times, not only are you called to make the right decision, but others are watching. Your kid is watching. Your wife or your husband is watching. The men that you do Bible study with are watching. Your neighbors are watching. Your boss, the employees, those that are around you, they're watching. In fact, the world is watching Christians. Are they going to walk through the fire? What is the best God has for you? Well, I believe it's just on the other side of what is bad for you. Embrace it, thank Him, and you'll understand in the end. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.